Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Radio family, good morning and welcome back. Another weekend edition of Community Focus, which means another great conversation gets underway and every weekend here on our Odyssey stations. Hope you had a good week and glad the weekend is here to share in great conversation with members of our Community Focus family. Joel Leonard is back at it with yours truly. We will and do and thank you, Joel, in the continuation of Give Work a Chance. As we are continuing with not only sharing information by means of the podcast, but last time you and I got together, we had great conversation with the Greensboro Fire Department, Energy United, and the Resource, and of course, sharing an incredible job fair that's coming in August. And for those who may have missed our conversation last time, Joel, fortunately, we're back together again to repeat that information. Good morning, sir. How are you yet again?
Oh, I'm great. And again, this is so good to be able to continue to put the spotlight on these issues and hopefully help more people rise out of poverty and more companies find the talent that they need.
Absolutely. Now, we talked about the Give Work a Chance job fair and the magazine release last time. And with that, we want to transition into and welcome the newest member of our Community Focus family, who, the minute I say her name, is no longer a newbie, as she serves as co-director of Women Advance. It's a local first leader and publisher of Davidson Local. She's an activist, media correspondent. We have something in common there. And author of Modern Media Relations for Nonprofits. As Joel, you and I say good morning to Antoinette Kerr. Good morning, Antoinette. How are you, my dear?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Did I say the last name correctly? K-E-R-R?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Okay, great, great. Because I've heard Carr as a pronunciation, and I know I just don't like to mess up people's names. That's just me personally. But welcome, my dear. Like I said, you're official now. See how quickly that goes.
I feel a part of the family.
Well, thank you. You are that, which means I would love to have you going forward on future programs. So Joel and Antoinette, let's get the conversation started. Tell us a little bit about you, Antoinette. First of all, as co-director of Women Advance, tell us a little bit about this great organization.
I have been co-director of Women Advance. It's a nonprofit storytelling initiative. Mm-hmm. And as someone who's been in journalism, as you would know and you saw from the brief bio, but I've been in journalism since 1995. I know it doesn't sound like that.
You do have a youthful voice. You do. But that's to your advantage.
I'm that old. But I am all about storytelling, and with Davidson Local, which is how I know Joel and how we work together, we're hyper local. Women Advance is a statewide nonprofit storytelling initiative
Yes.
for women across North Carolina. So I joined that group realizing that, you know, sometimes people don't hear us. And as somebody who has a small voice on the radio, I feel like women need to be heard in a different way. So that's why I started
Absolutely.
Working with that initiative.
Now, Antoinette, let me ask you, where did your love for publishing actually originate? Because that's probably a field that you likely don't find too many of young persons with this generation wanting to go into that field or doing something similar to you, other than perhaps maybe they may want to go down the journalism route, but they don't necessarily correlate publishing and journalism as being two key components in that line of work that you do.
I didn't correlate it either. I worked for the Dispatch, which was our hometown newspaper in Lexington, North
right.
Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, I just fell in love with journalism. It was old school fax machines. Again,
right.
I'm dating myself. Where the,
That's
like,
okay.
The fax used to come.
I'm there with you.
I literally would cut and paste. And also I would take like news stories to the desk of reporters there. Many of those reporters are still friends, but I thought I wanted to be an editor because
right.
I thought that I was like, the editor's the person.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In charge. That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day the publisher walked in as Joe Sink, a good friend. And Joe Sink walked in and he used to own the paper before they sold to New York Times.
Okay.
And I thought everybody just straightened up. It was different. And I was like, who's this person? They were like, oh, that's the publisher. I was like, that's what I want to be when I grow up. Right. That's, I knew I wanted to do it from that moment.
Absolutely. Good steps to follow, too. And I appreciate you sharing your backstory. And let me share mine now that we're on this topic of conversation. And Joel, you probably haven't heard this either. So this will literally be the first time for the two of you and really radio family in general. Before I got into this business of media, and even long before I decided that I wanted to be a mass communication major, I had gone through two major changes. I wanted to initially be a pediatrician, so that was in pre-med. When that didn't work out, I already had political science as a minor and thought I wanted to be like a corporate lawyer. So the law school thing and all the money I would have to pay down the road, that didn't pan out either. So anyway, I had a roommate at the time who actually was already in pre-med. And we were both in our senior year of school and just shooting the breeze one night. And she basically told me in so many words that she liked the sound of my voice, is how she put it. Now, I'm thinking, well, I've had this voice all my life. I'm not really too impressed with it, I guess, because I use it all the time. But I wasn't thinking in terms of how I could use that voice and turn it into a career doing what I do in radio now. So long story short, before any of that took place, I was doing, you know, like these odd summer jobs. And one of them happened to be working for a local paper in Winston-Salem. It was the Winston-Salem Journal. And I think even before then, it was the Sentinel. It had gone through a couple of name changes. So the first opportunity that I had was working with putting the actual newspaper together. Now, for the generation of kids that are 25 and under, you may have to Google what a newspaper is, because you don't really see too many of those nowadays, especially compared with how kids access technology and information. Everything is pretty much digital now, if not fully. But yeah, I had the opportunity to actually be in the press room and learning how to actually put an official newspaper together. And like you, Antoinette, I had a similar like for it. And I said, well, you know, maybe I could do that as a career. And obviously that didn't pan out either. And as they say, the rest is history. So we kind of have a similar path. And I like that.
I love this. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you both for allowing me to share. Now, let me ask you one more thing, because are you a Lexington native?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Did you graduate from the same high school Joel did?
I did. Lexington High School.
So Joel,
I'm later than Joel, though.
Absolutely. Because Joel, last week we had Captain Kelly Giles from the Greensboro Fire Department say that he was a Lexington High School grad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Central Davidson to be
correct. That's right. Okay, that's right. You're right.
We did have a guy that went to Lexington who became a captain that retired.
That's right. That was his friend. You're absolutely right. See, that's why I have you as a co-host, because you keep me in line, because I want to make sure I get the facts and the information straight. So, Antoinette, before we go to break, you touched on this a little bit. Where did your initial meeting and the relationship that you currently have with Joel get started? How did it originate?
It originated through Cassandra, who's our co-founder.
Mm-hmm.
We both worked for the Dispatch, and we love local journalism and learn there. So we have a really great respect for that local publication. And they had changes in leadership, and we decided to start our own newspaper.
Right.
And Joel came along. I think, Joel, maybe you met Cassandra at an event?
Yeah, when Ronnie Beverly left, they had a going away party, and Cassandra and I got to talking, and I was like, this is cool. I'd like to follow in the footsteps of my gal, Greta, who passed in August last year, and she really enjoyed writing for her paper in Randolph County. I was like, let me write for mine in my backyard. And it took a couple of months, but I started writing Give Work a Chance columns. And now we got people who read my stuff and know who I am. And I don't even have a clue as to who they are.
Right.
So it's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. And what was your initial reaction? Because apparently, Joe Leonard, you seem to be at the right place at the right time when it comes to meeting the right people. When we put this whole give work a chance, the concept of it together, what you and I have been able to do, and even more so what you, sir, have done, and getting the word out about the manufacturing industry and how much it has really done a 360. And with so many companies, and this is something we're definitely going to touch on, guys, in the second half of the program, not only with the continued information about the upcoming job fair in August, but the importance of why these companies are picking areas like Greensboro, like Winston-Salem, like the Piedmont Triad as a whole, as we see the workforce development industry, Joel, really turn around, and it's bringing much-needed jobs to the area.
Absolutely. You and I met when everything was going down.
Right.
Every night it was a constant drumbeat of new closures, new announcements of companies laying off. And then you saw me on Channel 2 get interviewed when I went to a reporter and said, wait a minute, why can't y'all cover the companies that are looking for people?
Right.
All we're hearing about is all this depression about all these guys. It's like watching an obituary column of businesses every night on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And that reporter turned on the camera and started talking to me, and then you played it. And then I called the station. I was like, how the heck did I get on the radio? And
right.
I didn't even talk to anybody.
Because I was watching you, sir. But back to my original question, what was your initial impression when you met someone like Antoinette?
Well, Antoinette is quite captivating and is
absolutely
really a pleasure to work for. She always tries to find the common ground and tries to find things that really make sense and move forward. So I really enjoy serving her, and I'm her senior by years, but I'm learning stuff every day from her and her team. So they're kind of freaked out because they don't really understand why I'm putting up with them. And I don't understand why they're putting up with me, but we're making it work. And it's a lot of family interactions. We really have some of the best times I've had here lately has been with them. And it's an honor to serve them. And this job fair is going to be one heck of a,
I'm looking forward to it.
Of an event. So
absolutely.
Multiple companies that had like five generations in the business.
Yes.
And, you know, I think part of, you know, culture teaches us to, you know, honor elders, respect, you know, youth. And it's been a learning experience for me to have, I'm in the sandwich generation. Like, I'm like between the two things.
Right, right.
I'm like, okay, we've got these folks. We have the digital age, and we have the manufacturing age that, you know, for at some point they would not even allow people to have a higher education.
Right.
I think in Lexington, it was commonly known that people really didn't need more than an eighth grade education, and that people fought our university our college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking that into existence, but our college to be here. And so, you know, I'm in a generation where folks just are transitioning in both ways and excited about being around to help folks work and find work.
Absolutely.
From whatever place.
And Antoinette, that's an excellent point, because you've got my brain really going into another gear, higher level, if you will, because what you just said attests to, and this has been something that Joel has been so adamant about when it comes to our educational system. And this is not by any means, because I started out at a junior college and then transferred to a four-year university in the state of North Carolina. It's not knocking any of the four-year schools. They're excellent programs, but because of where we are in the stream of time, especially with the shift of manufacturing jobs and so many baby boomers who are getting ready to retire, but yet they don't have a lot of these companies. And that's why we continually, Joel, have these conversations, is because we're looking for the next up and coming generation. But this also beautifully, and I've always liked this, this will shine the spotlight on so many of our wonderful area community colleges that don't get enough credit for teaching the skill set that a lot of this now graduating generation is going to need to fill these jobs that are being vacated by our baby boomers. Your thought on that, and then we're going to go to our commercial break.
You talking about
I think
me?
4-year college enrollment is down.
Right, right.
I imagine it's also because of financing. I went to UNC Chapel Hill, so I have degrees there, but I've had to learn something totally different.
Right.
I had a beautiful experience, but it doesn't exist anymore. So community college could teach me what I need to know tomorrow about website, digital development. I mean, most newspapers are moving in that direction.
Yeah.
But I have an entire degree that, to be quite honest, it's shifted.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Now, Joel, when you hear that, what does that say to you, especially as regards to community colleges?
Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of the 4-year institutions, they have long-term curriculums, they have all this stuff, and they literally outdate themselves. There's still jobs being taught in the 4-year institutions that don't even exist anymore. And so they don't stay calibrated on the needs of our employers at the way that the community college does.
Right.
And that's what we've got to do is we need to fine-tune that. You can take some quick classes. You can take 9-week programs and get the certification and, boom, be ready.
Yeah, we got
$35 an hour welding jobs. That's $35 an hour, $70,000 a year. And so, I mean, there's no need for people living in poverty. It's just got to get upskilled. And we got to figure out how to do that. And there's scholarships, there's programs, there's initiatives to upskill them a lot more than what we are. And we got to open up the doors to do that. And that's why I'm excited about Antoinette. She's going to be talking about how do we empower women and get them more engaged in the employment opportunities and upskill them. Because women make great welders. I mean, how many men you see driving down the highway putting eyeliner on and looking in the rearview mirror as they're driving down the road?
Right.
They can do that. They can multitask, and their best welders I've ever met are women. So we need to open up the doors to all these different options and that we don't normally think about. And that's a great runway for us to get started on the next topic.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of data. Oh, well, is it okay to start now?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
There's a lot of data about why women don't apply, and that, you know, part of it is qualifications, part of it is family, you know, obligations, and that's why I support the work that we're doing with Women Advance and with the North Carolina Justice Center and Family Cares Coalition.
Yeah.
Because there are some barriers for women in the workforce. We are typically the people who are taking care of home situations, or the PUMP Act, which is something that we're talking about right now. And I have a family member that I'm very passionate about because she quit work because of not being able to nurse at work. They were expecting her to be in a stinky bathroom. And this is a company that could provide a place. And there are some simple things that the PUMP Act does. But there's also, I was in a place that a hair salon, and someone started talking to me about the fact that they're showing they're pregnant and they're showing and they can't get a job because people know they're pregnant. And that means they're not going to be available in their minds for a certain amount of time. So that part of my work has been to talk about pregnant worker accommodations. And I do that just because of having a single mom who worked hard. I mean, she's a restaurant worker, went to work, got picked up at 3:00 in the morning at times to go and make biscuits so people could eat them at 6:00. But I know that I knew her sacrifice. I lived that. So that's part of what we're doing at this event is also not just talking about give work a chance from the perspective of workers giving work a chance, but also from employers giving work a chance, and realizing that, you know, you have to care about an whole employee. And they did that for a while. I mean, I felt like that happened for a while. So Joel and I, we have these conversations, mm-hmm. like, okay, well, workers can do this and we can do that. And it's a give and take in that sense. But I feel like people are saying, we need workers, we need workers, we need workers. And I'm thinking, I'm hearing stories from people who are having challenges. So what we're trying to do is help to resolve some of those as well during this event.
Absolutely. And that's a great ending point for the first half of this program. So definitely, Antoinette, we're coming back with more information. That's a beautiful way to expound and continue this conversation. As Antoinette Kerr and Joel Leonard are with me, Renee Vaughn, and so are you, Radio Family. And we will indeed be back, part two of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back after this break. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus. Welcome back. Another weekend of engaging conversation with members of our Community Focus family. And that means you're back as well. Thank you, Radio Family, each and every weekend for your fine company. And let me go ahead and say thank you for the good things you're doing in our communities. Well, my buddy Joel Leonard is back with me, Renee Vaughn, and we have another individual doing fine things in our community. Our newest member, again, is the co-director of Women Advance. And for those of you who are just joining us, you're going to be introduced to her in just a few seconds. She's also a local first leader and publisher of Davidson Local, serving as well as an activist, media correspondent, and author. And I want to get into the particulars of this particular aspect of your career of modern media relations for nonprofits. As I say good morning to Antoinette Kerr. Antoinette, it's so good to have you on board. Thank you so much for being here on the program.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome.
Thank you for doing this.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, there is no Community Focus without you. Joel can attest to that. We just love this. At least I know, Joel, I can't speak for you, but I know for me, being a radio show host, this is one of the highlights of the part of my job, and really something that I have a personal passion for, just like you do. And that's getting the word out and talking about good people like Antoinette, who's doing some good things in our community. And just as a recap, Radio Family, for those of you who tuned in last time, we had a wonderful opportunity to talk about an upcoming job fair. And we're going to continue in sharing that information. If you did miss it, the Davidson Local Give Work a Chance Job Fair is set for Thursday, August 24th. Make note of the time, 4 to 7 p.m. And this is at Bull City Cider Works at 599 South Railroad Street in Lexington. Lexington locals, you know about this, but for those who are outside of the area, you can certainly Google that information, GPS it. And we want as many people, Joel, do we not, attending this job fair.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need a lot. We need a minimum of 300 workers.
Right. And so here, Antoinette, is where you come into play. Not only as the co-director of Women Advance, but that's really the key. And Joel has heard me talk about this, and Antoinette, this will be perhaps new in you hearing this from me, because I've always been, and I try to continue to be, as we are looking for these skilled workers, there are two groups in particular that we really want to encourage to take advantage of this job fair, and that is women, and that is minorities. And of course, Antoinette, you know a lot about this, especially about being an author of modern media relations for nonprofits. Give us a little backstory on that for those who may not be familiar, because obviously with what I just introduced you with the many titles that you have, you wear many hats, my dear, without question.
Well, I thank you for bringing that up. I wrote a book because people ask me, nonprofits ask mm-hmm. me to talk about things like press releases. So I combined my research from media
right.
and also working with journalism. And then I said, hey, here's a book that would make it easy for folks. And I have copies. I'll have copies at the event, just right. so y'all know. I hand them out. But it's easier to just share that with folks.
Sure.
Help people understand, because nonprofits have great stories mm-hmm. and the media needs great stories,
right.
but the two things don't connect. You and I both know
oh,
why. This is what you do
mm-hmm.
every week. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for this. And again, to recap for those who may not have had an opportunity to hear us earlier, you now have an existing wonderful relationship with someone like Joel. And when we put the emphasis on what this job fair can do with so many in our area, and that is, and Joel, feel free to speak about this, because this is really, you know, a lot of what you have been working for so many years, my friend, when it comes to now having a workforce development column. And how are you really in regards to that? Now that you have this column, how many people who otherwise would have never known us to have conversations like this hear about you or hear about a job fair?
I'm not sure, but, you know, it is gratifying to know that the message is getting out.
Absolutely.
And that, folks, I run into people all the time who are now reading this and are now in tune to some of these opportunities and options. And you know, you and I actually put together the help to produce and promote the job fairs I did in the 2005 and then beyond. Mm-hmm. What's neat about this particular one is Antoinette's perspective. She's bringing things that I never would have ever factored in to even being a need.
Right.
And so it's really
such as can I interrupt you there, Joel? Such as what? And either one of you can speak to that.
When I was like, well, we got to do a job fair. I'm old school. I'm like, well, you leave your kids at home. You come to the job fair. Well,
right.
Antoinette said, let's create a kids zone and let the parents come in. And that way they can watch the kids and make sure they're being supervised professionally by people that can do that, while they focus on getting a job. And that makes it easier on folks. And so she's helping me do things that I didn't even know I had a problem with.
And,
so it's really nice. Again, that's why with them, her and Cassandra both, I have, when they say something, I'm like, wait a minute, don't react to it. Let's think it through,
right.
Hear what they're saying
exactly.
Before you get emotionally upset. And I've had to kind of train myself to do that. But, boy, I've learned so much from these group of really smart ladies that have really got a lot going on, that they're going to do a lot of great things. And that's why I'm grateful to be a part of their family. So so this is such a neat thing. And, and again, the job fair is coming together. And why don't you tell people about the details of it, and then we can get into more specifics about Antoinette's initiatives.
Absolutely.
Well, so, I think that goes back to the multi-generational aspect of it and the multicultural, like really looking at different things. People think differently. So, you know, our team is really, we would say that really diverse, but, I mean, we have folks from the Cambodian community coming in. We have folks from Latino community coming in. We have folks from African-American, and we have Joel, who's representing the manufacturing community, which has, I think that's been a challenge in Lexington, that, you know, folks from a certain generation have brought in this idea and it's different. You know, people don't expect the same thing now. So when we talk about, you know, pregnant worker accommodations, people will look at you strangely and go, what? Accommodations for pregnant workers. Yes. There are people
exactly.
that need to think about the fact that you have folks. But I really love the idea that Joel has been open to that conversation. And I feel like that's what makes the world go round. Like, we're in our space with our job fair. We're not just doing a job fair where people come in and say, you come and get a job. Mm-hmm. But we're really trying to create a space for folks. And one thing I said to Joel, I was like, maybe people don't know they even want a different job.
Right.
Maybe they don't even realize that their company, they might just leave work because, and a lot of people did that, I think, after COVID. Mm-hmm. I heard so many conversations with people that said they reevaluated their work relationship after COVID, and maybe they didn't go back to work.
Right.
But they will.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to connect them with a great company.
And you know what that says to me?
I think it'll happen here.
Absolutely. And I didn't mean to cut you off, Antoinette. My apologies. You know what that says to me in just those few comments and words that you said? Number one, it makes me think of there's such And there always seems to be an untapped talent pool, because you are finding a lot more expectant mothers who want to work right up into, if not during the actual due date of delivering their baby. It's a whole different mindset. And I can't personally speak as a mother because I don't have children. I've never been pregnant. But it makes me think that there are so many, especially younger women, who are becoming perhaps mothers for the first time, or who have more than one child and have the mentality that they can and kudos to all the working moms out there, because you guys and gals are really super moms. I mean, literally, that term, I think, gets understated to the point. And the point that I'm trying to make is you do have a lot of women who may be in that position, but they don't have employers who are willing to give them that chance for the simple fact that they are pregnant or they are about to have a baby. And secondly, it also says to me that when we are looking for the type of skill set, there are so many people from different walks of life and what they have to offer. And you're right, circumstances will change. And this job fair is not only to attract those who are trying to get, you know, that first job. You've got people that are coming out of retirement. You've got people that want a total career change. And I think we touched on this with an individual you were talking about the last time we got together, Joel, about a young lady who was doing job A for a living. And then when she left that job for whatever reason, whether it was a result of COVID or she just wanted to do a career change, how she is now in a job that she absolutely loves because this was something that she didn't think that she was going to be able to do. And I want to actually say this was the person we talked to last week. This was Jennifer Asbury from Energy United. And I was just kind of fascinated with the story. Back me up on this, Joel, because you know, my brain is all over the place sometimes. But anyway, I said all of that to say to you, Antoinette, and where you being an advocate for what you do and really trying to empower and encourage a lot more women. Because remember, there was a time, and this was probably before any three of us were born. Do you remember either pre or post World War II, where the role of the woman was basically that of a housemaker or housekeeper, wife? She was the one that solely raised the family while the husband or male went to work. But of course, we were talking wartime. If they weren't in the home, some were on the front lines of the battlefield, because you had the military that were actually recruiting women to go to war. And some were actually the women who were building the airplanes that the pilots were using to fight in wartime. And so you had that mentality that all women felt that they were able to do were to be homemakers. They were the ones that were always making the meals and doing so. And many of them weren't thinking about being presidents and CEOs of major corporate companies. But now look where we are in the stream of time of 2023. And Antoinette, you can attest to this in some of the positions that you are in.
Some of the posts, I mean, I've been working since I was 15 and employing other people
right
for a while. So
absolutely.
I think that is something that folks don't think about. And yet, you know, there are still some things that happen in the workplace or the, well, I can tell you that I got hired for a job, just so you know, as an executive. And I was interviewed by 21 people and I was asked about 10 illegal questions. Now, that I can say about my university taught me that mm-hmm. you can't ask me that. You can't ask me that. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't sure to be mean about it. I mean, I'm a journalist, so I'm a free bird. I yeah. don't have any issue with answering a question, but asking me when I'm getting married and who I'm marrying and how I'm living and when I'm having kids is not a question that you ask men. And I don't think that my job interview should be based on that. But it was.
That's a good point. Entirely was. That's even in my generation
and my time. So I think that, you know, we have to understand that still happens.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's hard. Why, Antoinette, I wanted to have this conversation with you, because if we don't do this now, especially with this youthful generation that we have, it may be too late to pass it on to when they become parents and perhaps grandparents, is that we constantly have to change the old mindset and way of thinking when it comes to employment. Because Joel, just like we mentioned at the beginning of this conversation and what we had in the first half of the program, was talking about getting more women, minorities, and people who just don't fit the typical, what you would call ideal applicant for a person to fill these jobs. We got to stop thinking that every job, and not necessarily everyone, but the majority of them are so male dominated to where it's shutting out a lot of other minority groups from filling those roles, especially as we see the baby boomers in a lot of these major manufacturing jobs who are retiring. Your thoughts on that? And I want to get the male perspective. That's why I'm addressing this and kind of.
Well, again, you're absolutely right. I mean, and not only baby boomers, now we got Gen X retiring.
Exactly. Right.
So it's a, most baby boomers are already out. Gen X is about to retire. And again, we've got transitions going on. And we've got societal norms that have changed. And that isn't necessarily a bad thing. We just have to adapt to it.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's what I'm saying, Joel, is employers also need to understand what they are doing. So, example, I'll give you an example. I had a person on my staff that was making a certain amount of money, and my board kept saying, we're not going to be able to keep this person on staff if we don't pay him more because he's got a family. They didn't know I was taking care of my mom. I have a family, too. I didn't have kids, but I was fully supporting an adult parent. There's a lot going on in this world that we don't understand, and women carry a lot of that weight. We're caring for adult parents. We're caring for children. That's moving all around. But literally, I was like, no, we're not giving somebody a raise because of sex. But that's what's happening, and that's what has happened. That's where I'm just trying to see a shift, because really, I mean, if you want workers, I think that we're underutilized. That's not a great term, but there's a lot of opportunity.
Right.
But if you're only acknowledging that a man needs to get paid more because he's having a child,
yeah, that's a good point.
I think you missed the conversation.
Kind of missed the whole point, yes.
We're talking about right now, again, in the sandwich generation, and I think that's a whole conversation maybe we can have, Renee. Ms. Renee, I could.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it is really weird to be caring for children and elderly people who are dying, and I'm like, whoa, it's a lot of responsibility.
Absolutely. And there's a large group that represents that. Absolutely, my dear. Yeah, we definitely gonna make plans for that. But let me shift gears here a little bit and ask you, Antoinette, with you being a part of the Davidson local Give Work a Chance job fair, what are you looking most forward to come Thursday, August 24th from 4 to 7 p.m.?
Well, Joe will know it would be the barbecue sandwich drop. Are you going to laugh, Joel?
I'm excited about that, too, admittedly.
I'm looking forward to, we have a youth correspondent who's the statewide DARE representative, and she is excited about helping us plan the kids zone, or child, I don't know, they haven't, kids is not a word I'm supposed to use, so hold on.
But we get the point.
Young People Zone.
Oh, okay.
She is planning it, and Joel has the Greensboro Fire Department coming. Mm-hmm. I am most looking forward to the fact that we can have a job fair where people can actually bring their young little ones.
Absolutely.
And be free to go and get a resume. I'm planning on redoing my resume, by the way, there.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I'm excited about it. I'm holding off. I need to redo my resume, but I'm holding off just to do it there.
Right, right.
And so the resume zone and the zone where folks can feel like they're free to come. And I do want to say one thing about some of my passion for this work yes, also comes yes. from the daughter of a restaurant worker mm-hmm. who worked really hard. And, you know, the American dream is you work so hard and you're going to be able to take care of your family.
Right.
And after my dad had his disability, that didn't happen. So I just want to see restaurant workers honored and appreciated as well. And we're going to do something for restaurant workers as well.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I want to say, Antoinette, a couple of things. Number one, I'm really excited about having the opportunity to meet you in person, face to face. Of course, to see my friend Joel. I jokingly told, but I might see if he's actually going to hold his word to this, the captain of the Greensboro Police Department, because for me personally, Antoinette, I've always wanted to ride alongside Shotgun in a fire truck, because every time I see one, yeah, I absolutely want to do that. So I don't know if that will be a reality. At least at this particular job fair, I might have to actually go to the fire department and make that arrangement. With Captain Kelly.
The fire truck. I don't know where we'll put it. But,
oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'll make future arrangements outside of the job fair.
We'll talk about that.
Okay. We absolutely. When we bring this conversation from on air to off air, we definitely will talk about that. But Joel, you know, just the fact that you're going to have so many wonderful local and regional employers in place, and the fact of speaking of, and see how you set that up so nicely, Antoinette, for persons who want to brush up on their resumes. And Joel, that is something that you emphasized the last conversation that we had together, was that you're helping people from that perspective.
Yeah, it actually, you remember when we did the job fair back in 2005,
mm-hmm.
we had the governor's workforce development team actually arrange for us to have an RV that produced resumes and had staff there to coach people to it.
Right.
And you used to send people mm-hmm. On the coming up, and I hope that you do it again. And we have people literally come right off the highway,
right.
straight to our job fair,
exactly.
right off of a work site or from home, and they didn't have a resume. So we just took them to the RV, they sat in the chair, and boom, mm-hmm. within 20 minutes, they had
one.
A new resume.
Absolutely.
That can be overwhelming. Like, it's overwhelming for me to just even create a bio. Like, now
right.
I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so here I go. I take everything to the next. I was like, can we do the bios too? Because I'm like, I need to redo my bio.
Right.
When you asked me for one, I was like, there are a lot of things I could say, but what do I want to tell you?
That's right.
I don't know.
That's true. Well, that may be something to consider for those who are listening to us, you know, who are looking to brush up on that resume. You know, we're definitely encouraging as many people listening to this public affairs program to just be with us. Again, the Davidson Local Give Work a Chance Job Fair at Bull City Cider Works at 599 South Railroad Street in Lexington. And that's Thursday, August 24th, 4 to 7 p.m. I tell you, I say this every time, Joel, the time gets away from us. So let me share your contact information, and Antoinette, get with you on sharing, if you can, any contact information for individuals who want to speak with you outside of this program. Well, so Joel, start with your number.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that we need to do is everybody listening that wants to come to job fair, that wants a job.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait to the job fair.
Well, this is true.
Go
yes.
And to send me your resume mm-hmm. now at jobfair@davidsonlocal.com. And we're already sharing those with employers. We know interviews are happening now.
Absolutely.
Not just in August. So so we're helping making that happen. So send me your resume as soon as possible, jobfair@davidsonlocal.com. And my email or my phone number is 336-338-1011. 336-338-1011. And call me, and I'll give you more details. And if you need coaching, get a job, call me.
That's right.
That's what we do.
That's right. And send that resume right after the conversation you're hearing right now. How about that?
Yeah, please do. And again, if you're an employer and you need to get some people hired, call me now. Because I want to get you not only in the job fair, we'll get you into 3,000 magazines that we're producing. So
absolutely.
That will give the employers a boost long after the job fair. So
that's right.
So, yeah, Antoinette's a wonderful resource.
Antoinette,
you go ahead.
Yes.
I love you sharing, and I appreciate that. And Joel just happened upon Job Coach Joel. Apparently, I gave you a title. Joel,
no, I like it. I like it. It sticks. Joel is going to stick now.
He did not even, he started writing it and people were asking and it came through and then we saw the need and folks started telling us that they have a hard time getting in contact with employers.
Right.
And I didn't know that was an issue, but once we realized it was, mm-hmm. we decided to respond.
Excellent.
So my email address is ak@davidsonlocal.com. And if you subscribe, it's davidsonlocal.com. At the top of the page, you can subscribe for free, and you can read all of our cool job stuff.
Wonderful. Well, Antoinette, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on the program. Like I said earlier, you're officially family now. So we're going to have that conversation off air about getting you back on a future program. Joel, thank you for introducing us to Antoinette Kerr. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, she's incredible. I am honored to serve her. I have to remind myself, listen to her and learn from her because she takes me to new heights, and I hope more people work with her and give her a chance. But, yeah, let's give work a chance and come to our job fair, everybody, and send me your resume, jobfair@davidsonlocal.com. I need it now.
Absolutely. And on that note, radio family, we appreciate your fine company. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Please, as always, in closing, stay safe. And remember, with me and Joel Leonard, no goodbyes, just until next time. So, Antoinette, until next time, thank you very much once again. And until that next time, everyone, please take care.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.